Welcome to today's People's Bank. Let's talk Indianola. I'm Jack McGonigal. On today's program, we have the Warren County Extension's County Youth Coordinator, Sophie Adams. Jack McGonigal here with Sophie Adams. She is the Warren County Extension 4-H's County Youth Coordinator. And Sophie, first and foremost, thanks for joining me today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Jack.
Absolutely. So we are coming down to the wire to the Warren County Fair, which is later this month in a couple weeks. And just kind of talk about what the Extension does every year and what your preparation looks like for the Warren County Fair.
Yeah, so the Warren County Fair is a huge time for Warren County Extension. So I have the pleasure of managing the 4-H program. For Warren County, we have roughly 500 kids that participate K through 12. And the county fair is a big time for these kids as well. So they're all exhibiting their projects and their animals that they have spent the last year working on. And so we get to not only help assist with those projects showing, whether it's photography or home improvement, all the way to market beef or the horse show. And so we get to help them through those next 5 days. And then we also get to set up in the 4-H building. We provide free activities for fairgoers every day at 10 a.m. and at 2 p.m. So make sure you stop by. We have a fun lineup for this year. And then we're also in the Lester building. And so you can go into the Lester building and learn more about our adult programs, such as Master Gardeners, and other opportunities that Extension is going to be providing in the upcoming year.
So what are the different animals that kids will show at this year's fair?
Yeah, there are quite a few different types of livestock that kids can show. Between market beef and breeding beef, you have swine, sheep, goats, horse, rabbit, and cavy, which is like your hamsters, for those who don't. You also can show your dog. There's a lot of kids that participate on the first day of the fair. Wednesday morning kicks off with the dog show. And so those kids will go through obedience classes, showmanship classes, and then they end with an agility class, which is always fun to watch.
That's fantastic. And between or with all those animals, is there usually a more popular one that kids choose, or is it pretty evenly spread out?
It's pretty evenly spread out. I would say the smaller livestock have definitely gotten more popular in recent years. So we have lots and lots of sheep and swine. But also, again, we have a very large participation in Warren County. So our barns are pretty full every year, which is a really fun thing to have. And so there's shows just about every single day. And so no matter where you're at in the fairgrounds, there's always something fun to watch.
Fantastic. And you, as the county youth coordinator, kind of how'd you get involved? Were you a 4-H kid as well growing up?
Yeah, so I actually grew up in Warren County 4-H. I was in the North River Limelighters, shout out, and was in 4-H 4th through 12th grade, graduated into it, went to Iowa State, and then got to come back and just really give back to a program that gave so much to me growing up. It really truly is such a unique program that provides such fundamental skills to kids that are growing up in such a developmental age for them.
And with, you know, all the kids competing at the Warren County Fair, there's opportunities to move on to the state fair, is there not, or is there?
Yes, correct. So for livestock, anybody can bring their livestock to the county fair as well as the state fair. When it comes to static projects, so like your photography, your baking, and all of those, they have to be selected for state fair. So they get judged the Saturday before the county fair starts, and then they get to be either considered for state fair or selected for state fair. And then when they get selected, they go on, and their project is displayed in the 4-H building over by the Jacobson at the state fairgrounds.
Fantastic. And do you usually get up to the state fair?
Yes, usually I'll spend a couple days up there. I actually get the joy and pleasure of bringing all of our projects to the state fair. I think we usually get to bring about 50 or so. So we have a good chunk of kids that get to exhibit at the state fair when it comes to static projects.
Fantastic. And then just kind of talk about how people can get more information about what you guys are doing at the at the county fair.
Yeah, for sure. You can always visit our website or give us a call at 515-961-6237. Or always come into the office. We're open 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Thursday and 9 a.m. to 12:30 on Fridays. We're always happy to help, happy to answer questions and lead you in the right direction.
Fantastic, Sophie. We appreciate the time and can't wait to see all the talent that's on display at the Warren County Fair.
Yes, we are very excited.
Once again, that was Sophie Adams with the Warren County Extension 4-H program discussing the upcoming Warren County Fair. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcast, and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's People's Bank Let's Talk Indianola, People's Bank in Indianola, Pleasantville, Carlisle, Knoxville, and more. People's Bank, your bank for good. Member FDIC.